It's Helping Hand, weekly feature HBR1 stations, Friday afternoons. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you for listening. This week we are excited. We've got a great returning guest organization that we've had on the program before, and thrilled to be welcoming back After School All-Stars. After School All-Stars provides after-school programs that keeps kids safe and helps them succeed in school and in life. And oftentimes, kids that could end up in a bad place if they didn't have this kind of direction and assistance. We actually learned about them when the Special Olympics of Hawaii were our guests, and they shared how the kind folks at After School All-Stars offer really significant companionship and educational support. It's an organization you can help in their mission in a lot of ways, and we are welcoming After School All-Stars now with Kaipo Hanakeawe, After School All-Stars Site Coordinator at Waianae Intermediate, and Maria Glidden, After School All-Stars Site Coordinator at Nanakuli High School and Intermediate. Aloha, Maria and Kaipo. Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Thank you for having us.
You are very welcome, and it's a noble mission to help out kids who are in need. For many people with children who may be listening in particular, or for people who might want to support this unique way of creating integration in schools, explain what After School All-Stars is.
Well, After School All-Stars, like you said, obviously we're an after school program. Our focus is really for the middle school and intermediate school students. So all of our different sites are actually based within the different schools, and we have 7 here on Oahu, 3 on the Big Island. And really what we do is we provide programming for these students. And part of our mission is that we provide comprehensive programming. So it's not just about, you know, helping them with homework help or tutoring. We also have a lot of different activities that they can get involved with, like sports or enrichment, such as art, cooking, dance classes, all those kinds of things. And actually, thanks for mentioning our partnership with Special Olympics Hawaii. That's actually something that we're really, really proud about. And Kaipo can maybe tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we started a project with the Special Olympics Hawaii called Project Unify. So that's what partners up students with intellectual disabilities, with students that do not have intellectual disabilities, promoting inclusion. But what that really does is that it teaches acceptance to our students that don't have intellectual disabilities. But then it also teaches students that do have intellectual disabilities that they are just as capable as other students to explore other options, other activities, to be a part of things that are going on after school. And it's a really exciting thing. And, man, Special Olympics Hawaii is such a great partner to have because they have great programs within Special Olympics Hawaii also.
And so you're pointing out there, and that's why I wanted to start by addressing this to parents out there, and you make a valuable point, which I had planned to get to, and that is it's not just parents of a child who has an intellectual disability or parents of a kid in the general education. As Kaipo just pointed out, this is an incredible way to shape your own kid to have values that can carry on through their life and do so many positive things because of the acceptance of all kinds of disabled people that will come from that the nurturing experience of when they build that relationship. And equally, like you pointed out, if you're a parent of a kid in the general education program, this is a great way to groom your kid for enormous success and to be an outstanding citizen. But if you have a child who has an intellectual disability, as you pointed out, Kaipo, it's also a great confidence-building measure and a great way for those children to realize the truth that they are 100% part of the community.
Absolutely. The way I see it is we're all about embracing differences. Us being different, the students being different from each other, that's a beautiful thing. Like, that's a wonderful thing. So whether I need help with math or this guy needs help with English or whatever it is, those differences, that's what makes us who we are, like, as a community. And we really believe that the way I see it, or the analogy that I use, is that I always preach to our kids, it's like being part of an awesome potluck. Like, everybody brings their best dish to the potluck. So if everybody brought fried chicken, that wouldn't be so exciting of a potluck. But you got some guys that have the best fried chicken. Some guys have the best fried rice, the best poke. You throw all of that on the table at one time, and man, what a wonderful meal we can have. And that's the exact same thing as when everybody brings their strengths and weaknesses, their uniqueness, their differences. Man, what an amazing group of students we have that we could do some amazing things with as we celebrate everyone's differences.
Yeah, it's you've got it down, brother, and I love listening to you talk. It's inspiring. This organization, taking a step back in terms of people thinking, wow, this is great. Is there any cost for my child to participate?
That's a good question. And we're very, very happy that we have a lot of support in the community from different organizations, as well as a few grants from the federal government, as well as here locally in the state. So all of our programs, our sports, our activities, everything that we do is absolutely free for the students that we serve. And so I think that's one of the things that we're most proud of, is that we can bring these opportunities, because that's really what we do in After School All-Stars, is bring different opportunities for these students that they may not be able to do, whether it be a time thing where their parents wouldn't be able to, you know, bring them to different places to do them, or a cost thing where, you know, they may not have the funds necessary to do these different activities. You know, we're just very, very fortunate that we have such great support and we're able to do it for free for these kids. And they really do deserve it. So we're happy to do it for them.
And we'll point out, we'll get to ways that people can support you and can contribute to what you're talking about, which is the contributions that you guys get basically from the community are what enable this incredible program. And you mentioned time is a word that you just said. So paint a picture for people in terms of, because you were talking about the schedule, and sometimes parents don't have the time to be able to get their kid to point A or B. When do these activities take place?
So our best partnership, I would say, is with the Department of Education. So all of our after-school all-star sites are actually on the school campus. Mm. So it's not an outside building or outside place that they have to go to. So this is what a day looks like. So for us specifically at YNI Intermediate, school will get out at 2:15. At 2:30, we serve all of our students a snack right there on campus in the cafeteria. From there, they go to study hall or homework hour. So where they get after-school tutoring, if they need help with math, we get tutors for math, so we help them complete their homework, or at least make sure they have a good plan to complete their homework when they get home. And then from there, they get to participate in whatever class, sport, or enrichment that they choose, everywhere from tackle football all the way down to cooking, cheerleading, dance, media, classes of that sort. And that normally happens to around 5:30. So it's a little bit different for each site, but for example, us at YNI, they're done at 5:30 p.m. So normally, parents like have a hard time with being multiple kids, single family homes, like they have a hard time picking their kid up and then taking them to a different location. But for us at After School All-Stars Hawaii, because it's on campus, they just stay right there at school. So it's all about working with the school to make a seamless transition from the school day into the after school hours.
And those are critical hours for kids. Kids can get in a lot of trouble then too. So this is a great time to be working in the opposite direction. So you're really developing yourself, and you know that your kid's in a safe place too, which is critical, as you pointed that out. The other schools, when you were mentioning it, Maria, so 7 around Oahu, basically the Honolulu area, 3 on mm-hmm. Hawaii Island. Other areas of the state, because as you probably know or may not, we're statewide, so people can hear the program. And undoubtedly, there's probably some folks in Maui County, for example, who are listening. So if folks are interested in getting this into their school because they're hearing about, you know, the doesn't have any cost. It's all kinds of opportunities, both for education and for enrichment. What would they do to bring this awareness? Is it a matter of contacting the school, or do they come to your organization first?
I think either way would probably work. Definitely, like Kaipo was saying, all of our schools are within our schools. Mm-hmm. And so really, I think what's happened, we've had both ways happen, right? Mm. So, you know, families or maybe a teacher or a principal heard about our organization, and so they contacted us directly. But there have been also parents, you know, who maybe transferred their student to another school and brought it to the attention of their school. Hey, there's this after-school program for middle school intermediate kids called After School All-Stars. Is that something you might be possibly bringing in? So I think either way would probably work with regards to bringing our program to their school. But again, like I said, it's a partnership, right? So it is definitely something where our organization works with the school to see if it makes sense for that particular school.
And then is it, you mentioned a pretty important part. So it's not, it could go way beyond parents wanting to have their kid involved in it. It could also be teachers who realize the incredible value of having this sort of thing in their school. And it's almost a tool for them because they got to work with the kids. So if something like this is grooming kids to be even more considerate and more respectful and stuff, you can only imagine as a teacher that would be the kind of element you'd want in your school. So that's another way it can arrive, right? I'm assuming that teachers can say, you know what, this would be a great time to get this into our school.
Oh, big time. After School All-Stars is absolutely a big deal for the teachers, and teachers are probably some of our best advocates.
Right.
The students who participate in our program, they always they're always doing things that prove to the teachers that being part of the after-school program changes things for them. So, like you said, having respect during the school day, being held accountable for their behavior as well as their schoolwork. Part of them being a part of our program, the students being a part of our program, is that they have mentors after school that really look at their grades and really see, man, do you really need help with math? Do you need help with English? Because during the school day, it's kind of hard for a teacher to dig deep into a student's grades or academics or even behaviors, like why are you behaving this way? So that's why having these mentors after school, which are our staff and volunteers, teachers recognize that the after school program makes a huge difference. So a lot of teachers actually volunteer with us or are teaching a class for us after school. So it's also a tool for the teachers to get better relationships with their students and other students as well. Because once a teacher comes out of the classroom and spends time after school, like teaching students or coaching students, the kids like automatically draw even closer to those teachers.
The bonding exercise.
Oh, big time. And it gives them so much quote-unquote street credit with the kids.
Right.
Yeah, so they have so much more respect for the teachers. They will tell their friends, make sure you treat my coach right, you know, those kind of things. And it's a big deal, especially teachers coming from the mainland to teach here in the islands. The culture is a little bit different. So sometimes teachers from the mainland go into a culture shock kind of a thing. But when they connect with the students in the after-school hours, it makes that daytime in the classroom for the teacher and the student, that relationship to come together so much easier for them.
And you just pointed out something else pretty important, is that whole peer pressure can be a phenomenally destructive element throughout one's life. Apparently, it's not just something that you see kids succumbing to or being pressured by, but what you're pointing out is the an opposite effect can happen. You can create a powerful form of positive peer pressure through this program and through both what you're talking about, welcoming in new folks who are teachers here, who are coming from the mainland or elsewhere, and having them be part of it, but also amongst the kids, because it's that's a really powerful tool to both shape, have more support for After School All-Stars, but just have more of a ripple effect is what I guess I'm getting at.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, our schools, all of our After School All-Star schools at this point are in Title I communities. I know exactly what the students who are in After School All-Stars at Waianae Intermediate, I know exactly what they would be doing if they were not in After School All-Stars, and it would be nothing positive. I know the things that they would be doing. They would be across the street, and forgive me for being blunt, but they would definitely be getting involved in activities that they should not be getting into,
right.
Trying drugs for the first time, trying alcohol for the first time, forming uncomfortable or unhealthy relationships with other people, just across the street even from our school. There's a lot of activity that happens in the trees and in the bushes, and that's not okay. So we are literally keeping kids off of the street. And then keeping kids off of the street, we're also imparting in them the courage, or like empowering them to make positive decisions and know why it is they do what they do every day. And not just for themselves, but to share that with their friends and with their family also.
Yeah, it's really easy to have those bad influences take over. I mean, you see it, we all can remember from school. I don't think there's probably anyone listening who can't remember seeing that in school. It may not have been themselves, but they know what that is like. That's what I meant, the peer pressure. So it's a form of very positive peer pressure. And so other ways that volunteering, we've mentioned that word has come up too. And as we segue into how we can support you guys, obviously as a nonprofit, cash donations make a huge difference in the structure and capability that you guys have. So clearly, as another guest recently said, cash is always king, and I'm sure it is with you guys too. But in other ways that people can both volunteer to support the organization, potentially contribute tangible supplies that may be missing. And I'm thinking if there's a computer or something that you need, I'm just throwing things out there. Sure. You'll know better than me. Sometimes vehicles can be helpful. Sometimes people on the board, sometimes people with specific skills. You mentioned a great point, Kaipo, about if a teacher has a specific skill, they can come and maybe get involved in the After School All-Stars. It's a way to bond with the kids and share it. So thinking about the general public who might have skills that they could bring to the table, the floor is yours. How can we support you guys?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, donations are always welcome, like you said. I think probably one of the biggest ways that people could help us is part of what we do is we're always searching for, you know, new and interesting things for the kids to get involved with, to be able to do, to learn. And so even if it's if you know of an organization that would like to partner with us to bring that to our kids, right? So for example, like Special Olympics brought over that Project Unify program, and we were able to work together on that, you know, to have our students be part of it. You know, if there's maybe like a something with video, maybe even Hawaii Public Radio would like to partner with our organization and bring the kids out here and kind of experience what it's like to be on the radio. So those type of experience type of activities might be something that people could, you know, come to us with ideas for. We're always looking for volunteers. We have a few large events every year, one of which is upcoming this semester is our Sports Showdown, which we have about 200-300 students coming together playing sports all day. We're always looking for volunteers for big events like that. Kaipo, anything else that you can think of?
I have a volunteer question.
Yeah, just on that sure, note. Sure.
So do you need volunteers on an ongoing, regular basis or more just for the specific events that you do?
Both and. Okay. So we definitely welcome volunteers that can come on a regular basis to serve as tutors, okay, as mentors. There's always space for quality people to come and volunteer. Mm-hmm. Again, everything that we do with our students is intentional and on purpose. So, of course, it's the same thing. But we want to make sure that we put the right volunteers in the right places. So if there's a volunteer that's like maybe just great at math, then there's always a place to help our students with math. Right. And I keep using math as an example because that's something that our kids expressed over the last couple of days that they definitely need help
with. And it's an important one.
And it's an important one. Yes, it's important. All kids want to make money, but they don't all necessarily know how to count it or make it. Exactly. So, yeah, so volunteering is something that is definitely needed on an ongoing basis, as well as having volunteers for the big events. So both and we could always use the help.
And sponsors, I'm thinking again about supplies. I guess I'm circling back to that. So if there are needs that, so if a company out there really liked what you guys are doing, they could sponsor a school in particular. Mm-hmm. They could just sponsor the program. They could sponsor a whole island wide. You know, we're here in the Honolulu area, so we'll sponsor the programs that are here with After School All-Stars. But that's a way to both have the company get involved in a financial commitment, but to be able to earmark for a specific aspect of your program to get you some sort of supplies that you need, mm-hmm, for the kids to work with.
Something that we do too is we have a lot of classes that rely on technology. Mm-hmm. So whether it be cameras, video equipment, sound equipment, computers, or even programs and applications, sometimes those things can be costly, mm-hmm, as well. Mm-hmm. So any of those types of resources help us a lot because we can't always afford to have our students be up to date on technology, but we really want them to be up to date on technology. So them being able to use the latest equipment for making videos or doing sound production or making a website or any of those types of things really would help out as well.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine, I'm just throwing out there, maybe I'm wrong, but agriculture and things that have to do with farming, is that something that if somebody is out there and has that sort of expertise, just because I'm thinking Leeward Coast is a little bit more open space, mm-hmm, out there, and that's a great thing. You know, being around nature and living creatures and growing things, animals, they can all, it's a very positive kind of experience for kids.
Yes, and we definitely have, I mean, gardening programs in several of our sites. So, you know, I mean, we could obviously use basically anything that kids would want to learn about. We always need supplies for them. But I know you were talking earlier about how organizations can, like, you know, bigger companies can get involved. Mm-hmm. We've had some companies come up to us and, you know, come with an idea. We're always willing to, you know, talk about it. So, for example, KPMG, which is a local accounting firm, we did a Shark Tank activity with them. And so our kids actually came up with their own companies and their products, and they pitched it to, you know, some of the employees at KPMG. It was really awesome because KPMG, you know, provided prizes for them, but really like helped to mentor those students
right,
as they
feedback
were,
and stuff.
Yes, as they were kind of going through that, learning about entrepreneurship and, you know, business planning and that kind of thing. So, I mean, we're, like I said, we're always looking for partnerships, but man, anything that can help our kids and expose them to different things, we would love to, you know, to have.
And another company, just to give another example, we partnered this past semester with a company called the Hawaii Agricultural Foundation. So they came to Waianae Intermediate and Jarrett Middle School, and they actually taught our students about sustainable living, about how to plant their own food, vegetables, spices, those kinds of things. They actually also sponsored for the executive chef and sous chef from Roy's at Ko'olina to come to Waianae Intermediate School in a program they call Kids Cooking Local. And so the executive chef and sous chef came to Waianae Intermediate School once a month and did a cooking activity with our students. So that's something that's going to start again in the second quarter at Waianae Intermediate. And that's something that we're hoping to, we are partnering with them to expand that to other schools as well in After School All-Stars, with the ending result being them being able to actually go to Roy's to have a meal. You know, so even teaching them about etiquette and how they make this food and why they decided on this item, and even teaching them the business side of a restaurant, because being business minded in a restaurant is super important, almost as important or if not more important than just having great tasting food, you know, on your menu. So that's a great partnership too. So there's so many ways that we could have people come and help.
Those are great examples, with the agriculture, the restaurants. Those are very good examples. That's what I was looking for. It puts ideas in people's heads who are listening. So thank you for mentioning those. Here's how to get in touch with the organization. After School All-Stars can be found online at asashawaii.org. You can send them an email to hiinfo@asashawaii.org. Give them a buzz if you'd like. If you have an idea for how to help them or a specific question, 734-1314. You can get the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests and all their interviews and contact information very easily archived for you at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just look for Helping Hand under the news links. Obviously, you guys are up to a lot of good. And as you know, I've had you guys on before, and the door is always going to be open to have you guys on. I'm really appreciative for what you do. I think the partnership with Special Olympics is nothing short of humbling. Incredibly inspiring, and I wish you a whole lot of luck for that. And I'm sure that there are a lot of people and families out there who are really grateful for their children being included, and on the other side, for all the great lessons that you teach other kids to be considerate and inclusive and non-judgmental and appreciative of all the faculties that you have. It's such a gift to have your body working right, your mind working right, and to help out other people who are facing challenges and to teach them about that is a, I don't know if there's much more of an important role that we could do. So thank you for doing that. If there's ever stuff that comes up, if you think being on the show would help and you want to get your message out there, or if somebody steals something from you or you have some emergency or some reason that you think getting on would help, get in touch, because it would be my great pleasure to have you back. It's Kaipo Hanakeave, After School All-Star Site Coordinator at Waianae Intermediate. Maria Glidden, After School All-Star Site Coordinator at Nanakuli High School and Intermediate. And great program, you guys. Thank you so much for being here and for all the good things that you're doing.
Thank you for having us, Dave.
Thank you very much.